Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Of course, Bob Nightingale has been a longtime fixture on the bench. He covers baseball for the USA Today. A lot happening with pitchers and catchers about to report for spring training. How you doing, Bob?
Yeah, doing great. Got yourself?
I'm well, buddy. I want to start with, before I get into everything, like, obviously the passing of Frank Robinson was huge. I want to talk to you about all these rule changes that they're considering. Now, a lot of them, I'm guessing, won't happen this year, but what did you think of this stuff, like a three-batter minimum for pitchers, a universal DH, a 20-second pitch clock, expansion of rosters, possible lowering of the mound, all these things? What do you think?
Well, I think we'll see the 20-second pitch clock 2019 for sure. Maybe, you know, with that comes a 26-man roster. And nothing else. I mean, you can't put a DH in now. We've been talking about this forever. But, you know, all the free agents have already been signed. The National League teams have already been constructed. So it would be closely unfair to them to suddenly say, oh, by the way, you need a DH. So too late for that. I could see in a couple of years, 3 years maximum, I think just a, you know, even the National League teams say, you know what, let's do this. We face the American League teams. It's a disadvantage. And the American League pitchers will love to see it because they get, you know, I think they get disgruntled when they say, oh, we're not as good as the National League guys. But you're facing the same lineups. You know, let's see what happens when these guys from National League, you know, face DHs and everything else. You know, that the three batter minimum, I don't think that's going to happen yet either. You know, I could see maybe a two batter at some point. But, you know, if a pitcher comes in and he gives up home runs, the first two guys he faces or, you know, walks the first two guys he faces, you don't want him there for a third batter. I could see two, but not three.
So with Kyler Murray saying he's going to go to the combine and more people feel that he's going to get drafted in the first round, obviously, do you think his days of playing for the A's are just about over?
I do. You know, they took a risk. I mean, they signed the contract. Obviously, he's going to have to give that signing bonus back. But he thought, hey, he was a nice athletic player. You know, granted, he's not Bo Jackson. He's not Deion Sanders. I'm not sure he's going to be an all-star type of baseball player, you know, when he came up. But they took the gamble, and it, you know, it blew up. They didn't think he was going to win the Heisman Trophy. And they didn't think he was going to be a first-round pick, much less a guy that's probably, you know, might get drafted in top 15. So I think they're going to lose him. I think that's why baseball is saying, you know, if it's a two-sport athlete, you know, we're allowed to get more money, allowed to do a major league contract instead of a minor league contract, just so they don't keep losing the best athletes to football and basketball.
So, Bob Nightingale with us, USA Today. What did you think of the Phillies finally snagging JT Realmuto from the Marlins, and what did you think of what they got in return?
Well, they gave up nice, you know, price tag to, you know, get him. You know, Matt Klentak was on the conference call tonight, and he said, you know, we got the best catcher in baseball. So, you know, certainly, you know, he's not the best, top two or three. So, you know, a fabulous catcher, improved that offense. They've had a great winter. You know, now to make it a monster winter, they got to go get Bryce Harper or Manny Machado. And I think they will. You know, they get the most money out there. I still think Harper makes a lot of sense to them. They're going to outbid everybody for Harper. So they get Harper with what they've done so far. You know, all of a sudden, it's a serious team.
So you don't think that the meeting with the Giants meant anything to Harper? You don't see him, you know, launching shots into McCovey Cove?
I don't. You know, if the Giants were serious, they would have jumped in months ago. I think the fact he's still out there of the Giants, you know what, let's explore this. You know, how low is the price tag? You know, we can we jump in at smaller dollars? Yeah, they just bought in a whole new front office there. And, you know, and you have your new front office, you know, usually you don't spend, you know, that kind of money, or else you would have kept the old regime. And the old regime would have, you know, given Harper $250, $300 million. So it would go against the grain. I don't see it. I think it's just exploring stage and saying, okay, how low can your, you know, how low are your demands, that sort of thing. I don't see them as a serious player at all.
What do you think of so Machado then? Like, are you leaning on the White Sox or this faint hope that he's going to the Yankees? What do you think is going to happen with Machado?
I'd be shocked if he goes anywhere but the White Sox. I think the White Sox, you know, got the big bid out there, you know, 7-year contract between 175 and 200. I think they're going to get him. I mean, Yankees, you know, that's where he wanted to go. But the Yankees didn't want to give that kind of money out. They made their moves. So I don't think the Yankees are in play at all for Machado, and certainly not Harper. So, you know, one of those things. I mean, it, you know, neither Machado or Harper got the, you know, got the big boys playing here. You know, they didn't get the Cubs. They didn't get the Dodgers. They're not getting the Yankees. So they're not going to get that, you know, the big contract they envisioned.
So what do you think of Hal Steinbrenner coming out tonight and talking about, you know, defending the team, saying they're not being cheap?
I mean, in Hal's viewpoint, I mean, he's correct. And they're going to be able to luxury tax this year. You know, right now they're projecting between $220 and $230 million. So they're not being cheap. You know, they won't be that much under, you know, the Boston Red Sox. So I agree with Hal. And they spent some money. They just don't want that big contract. I mean, they made their choice, and they got Stanton last year. If they get Stanton, yeah, that would have made sense to go get a Bryce Harper. But, you know, you can't do both.
So what did you think when you heard about Frank Robinson's passing?
It's a shame. I mean, been hearing this for 3-4 months. He's been in hospice for a while. And so, you know, friends of his, you know, reached out. There have been a lot of people visiting him the last couple months. So you knew the day was coming. You know, just an icon in baseball history, you know, being a, you know, his home runs, you know, finished fourth all-time list by the time he retired, you know, first African-American manager and second African-American manager too. I really believe that he may go down as maybe the most underrated player of all time. It's, you know, this guy was a true, true superstar.
And MVPs in both leagues, right?
Yeah. The only other guy to, to do that was a, you know, Nolan Ryan, you know, was a superstar in both. This guy won a triple crown, too. So, you know, it's unbelievable what he accomplished. And he was just such a leader. I remember Don Baylor. He was, you know, maybe the greatest clubhouse leader I've seen. And he learned everything from Frank. I think, you know, Frank almost introduced Kangaroo Court to everybody.
So do you think the Dodgers go to 2 straight World Series and then they, you know, lose them both? Where are the Dodgers these days besides, you know, they got rid of Puig and everything? What do you think they're going to be like this year?
I mean, they'll win the division again. You know, they're favored to win it by, what, 10 games or so. They did get A.J. Pollock, who's a, you know, when he's healthy, superior center fielder. Dynamic guy top of the lineup. You know, when people say, well, you know, see, they haven't gone and got Harper. Well, they've already won 6 straight division titles without him. You know, they won 2 straight National League pennants without him. So, you know, how much more are you going to add? They already lead the, you know, major leagues in attendance. So it just didn't make sense for them to throw that kind of money out when they're already sitting, you know, on top of the National League world.
So Hunter Pence got a gig with the Texas Rangers today. Do you think he's washed up?
I don't know. Hopefully not. I mean, he meant so much to the Giants. You know, great guy, great energy guy. It's a nice gamble. I mean, you know, a year ago, they did the same thing with Lincecum. Did not turn out. He never made the major league roster. So, you know, it's a free look. It's a minor league contract. Yeah, if nothing else, this guy is a, you know, a great force inside the clubhouse. He can make a difference there.
So what are you looking forward to most about spring training in the Grapefruit and Cactus Leagues as we get ready to go here?
Well, I'll tell you what, I think the most interesting division is going to be, you know, the National and East. We got 4 teams, you know, knocking heads. So I think that's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to go to the camp, you know, wherever Harper goes to in Machado. So I think the Phillies, you know, would be a blast. You know, to get one of those two guys, you know, just all the optimism in that camp. And also for, you know, for Ichiro. Ichiro's trying to make that major league, you know, roster for the Mariners. You know, to have a 28-man roster when they play the A's in Japan. You know, here's a guy who didn't play all last year, but he's been looking forward to this the whole time. You know, when people talk about, you know, 100% Hall of Famers like Mariano Rivera, there's no reason in the world why Ichiro should be a, you know, 100% vote as well.
Are they are small market teams livid about all these big market teams getting these free agents at like somewhat discount rates?
Well, I mean they're allowed to get there too. You know, not really. I mean they have the same opportunity. But let's be honest. I mean all these teams are making money. I mean if the Tampa Bay Rays wanted to get Bryce Harper, they could. So it's the thing where the money is just so flush in baseball. I think they're more concerned about, you know, what happens in the next collective bargaining agreement where, you know, where they propose that rule where if you lose 90 games, two straight years, you know, you drop 10 picks in draft, three straight years, 15 picks. I think that part's got a concern because if that starts happening, they're going to have to start winning to get a higher draft status.
I got 45 seconds, respectfully, Bob. What do you think Goldschmidt will do for the Cardinals? Will they make a jump this year and get back into the postseason?
I think the three-headed monster there in the NL Central, you know, with the Cubs and the Brewers, they have great, great pitching, the best pitching in the division. So I like their chances as much as the Cubs and the Brewers. This guy, I'd love to see him get paid. He probably doesn't want to test the free agent market because he sees how ugly it has been. This guy's a, you know, salt-to-earth guy. I think he's going to fall completely in love with St. Louis, and St. Louis is going to fall in love with him.
All right, Bob, great stuff tonight. I look forward to talking baseball with you all season long. Enjoy the start of training camp. Thanks for coming on the bench tonight.
Sure, my pleasure. Thanks,
all right,
buddy.
There you go. Bob Nightingale, USA Today with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.